1. Read the passage about Aboriginal people. You have 45 seconds to complete it. Please begin reading now. Now listen to part of a lecture in an anthropology class. The professor is talking about Aboriginal people.
According to your textbook, the Aboriginal people are very diverse, and I would agree with that. However, there are certain beliefs that unite the groups, and in fact, allow them to identify themselves and others as members of the diverse Aboriginal societies. For one thing, unlike the anthropologists who believe that tribes arrived in eastern Australia from Tasmania about 40,000 years ago, the Aboriginal people believe that they have always been in Australia and that they have sprung from the land. Evidence for this resides in the oral history that has been recorded in stories and passed down for at least 50 generations. This history is referred to as the Dreaming. The stories teach moral and spiritual values and provide each member of the group with an identity that reflects the landscape where the person's mother first became aware of the unborn baby, or, to put it in terms of the dreaming, where the spirit enters the mother's body. So, I'm saying that the way the Aboriginal people identify themselves and each other, even across groups, is by their membership in the oral history that they share.
3. Explain how the Aboriginal people are identified. Draw upon information in both the reading and the lecture. Please prepare your answer. You have 30 seconds to do it. Now record your response.